The reason I asked you that right at the top is because, for whatever dreary reasons, when people mention Eric Sykes and they say, oh, stone deaf, you know, as if somehow that's a new occurrence with you, and it somehow makes you, you know, on your last legs or say, oh, he's deaf now, you know. Yeah. You always read it, Eric Sykes is deaf. Now, do you get fed up with this idea that somehow that you are a person who stalked the earth 20 years ago or something? Because
you got a light.
Do you know how long I spent working on that question? It was like just the most complete, you know.
No, but I it's usual thing now for me to get in a taxi.
Yeah.
And like, only yesterday, like, the taxi driver driving and then looked around, he said, I thought you were dead.
They do that. Gilligan says that all the time. He says, they say to me, still alive.
They say, I thought you, and I said, well, I don't know yet. So all depends what your clock says when I get out. Or I say, oh, well, I think so, but yesterday I just said, yes, I thought you were dead. I said, well, I'm not. And then I said, you were thinking I'm Spike Milligan. I said, is he dead? I said, no, he's not. He's alive. I said, I'll tell you what, he's either alive or yesterday I had lunch with a very good impressionist.
You see, but that must be, apart from being galling and rude and everything else, who would have thought, because as I said earlier on, you know, there's about six or seven of you who are the governors. You everything we see today in one way or the other was picked up from what you were doing, perhaps, if you will, you know, maybe 30, 40 years ago. Do you think the army played a big part in that? Do you think what
Yeah.
I mean, certainly in Spike's case, not just the books.
Oh, yeah.
In what ways would that have done that?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were going to carry that on.
In what ways would it have done that? Because I believe it did. I think that, not just the camaraderie, but the experience of life under threat.
I hope the matron doesn't see this, you know. Because, you see, where I live, they won't see it, because where I live, we have to be in bed by 9.
Yeah.
And the matron doesn't know I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I told her I was going for a walk to the gates. And she's going to be, and I hope you never find out, because we're having custard tomorrow.
Apparently, yeah.
And you know, so we have a big dining room, you see, like that, and that corner is the smoking area, you see.
Yeah.
And there's 42 of us in that corner. And I've never seen anybody in the cafeteria. The matron, she'd get a bit bristly, especially if she hadn't shaved.
Somebody was saying to me, go back to that question. There's no point going back to that question, is it? I don't even remember what the question was, do you?
It was, why do you have no glass in your glasses?
Are you still on the ball, I think, was the thing, and I think we've had that answer.
It is a lot to do, but like I said, serious now.
Oh, right.
After the First World War, you got Flanagan and Allen, you get all those people who've been in the war,
and
it gives them a chance to stand off and find out, oh, you know, they can entertain a mob. And the Second World War, like Peter Sellers, Spike Milligan, Harry Secombe, myself, all the people, we'd all had chance, we'd all had at least 5 years to assess what we were going to do.
Yeah.
And it was with either going into show business or going back to cotton mill.
But you could have been on that because...
Yeah, a lot of laughs in a cotton mill I was. Do you know, I used to do impressions into a bucket.
It's amazing.
I was working in this cotton mill.
Yeah.
And I used to do a lot of impressions. And one of my great impressions was Crosby. And I used to do it in a bucket, you know. So they used to stand around like that, and all the machines going like, when the blue of the night, and all like that. And when I go, really? So I'm doing this one day, and I'm doing, can I pull for the teacher? And I finished it up like that, put the bucket down, and there's the manager standing there like this. And he said, get your cards. And I went to get my card, but all day, and really? So I was back
there. Of course.
And he put my salary up to 11 shillings.
Was that in Oldham?
In Oldham.